नाम भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 46, Uddhava Visits Vrindavan, Text 2 to 4. We can perhaps do from 2 and 3 together before we get to 4, the one with the purport, so we can all chant from 2 together. Dhammaha Bhagavan Prishtam Bhaktam Ekantinam Kvachit Grihitva Panina Panim Panarti Haro Hari. Okay, translation. The Supreme Lord Hari, who relieves the distress of all who surrender to Him, once took the hand of his fully devoted dearmost friend Uddhava and addressed him as follows.
Gachodhava vrajam saumya pitrur naupritim avaha upinam mad yogi kadim mad sandeshair vimochayam.
Lord Krishna said, Dear gentle Uddhava, go to Vraja and give pleasure to our parents and also relieve the gopis suffering in separation from me by giving them my message. Text 4. I'll just do the word for word before we chant that verse. Ta they the gopis mat absorbed in me, manaska their minds, mat fixed upon me, prana their lives, mat arte for my sake, tyakta abandoning, daihika everything on the bodily platform, mam me, eva alone, Daitam, dear beloved, Prishtam, dear most, Atmanam, self, Manasagata, understood, ye, who, the gopis, or anyone, Tyakta, giving up, Loka, this world, Dharma, religiosity, Cha, and, Mararti, for my sake, Tan, them, Bibrami, sustain, Aham, I. So we chant. Ta man manaska mat prana. Mad arti tyakta daihika. Mami vadaitam prishtam. Atmanam manasagata. Ye tyakta loka dharmascha mararti tan bibharamyaham taman manaska mat prana mararti tyakta daihika Mami vadaitam prishtam Atmanam manasagata Yetyakta loka dharmascha Mararti tan bibharmyam Taman manaskamat prana. Madarti tyakta daihika. Mami vadaitam vrishtam. Atmanam manasagatah. Yetyakta loka dharmascha. Madarti tan bibharmyam. Ladies. Translation. The minds of those gopis are always absorbed in me, and their very lives are ever devoted to me. For my sake, they have abandoned everything related to their bodies, renouncing ordinary happiness in this life, as well as religious duties necessary for such happiness in the next life. I alone am their dearmost beloved, and indeed their very self. Therefore, I take it upon myself to sustain them in all circumstances. Purport by His Divine Grace, purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Here the Lord explains why he wants to send a special message to the gopis. According to the Vaishnava Acharyas, the word daihikaha, related to the body, refers to husbands, children, homes, and so on. The gopis loved Krishna so intensely that they could think of nothing else. Since Sri Krishna maintains ordinary devotees engage in sadhana bhakti, devotional service and practice, he will certainly maintain the gopis, his most exalted devotees. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalake chakshurun militam jena tasmai shi gurave namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shrivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, very, very elevated descriptions. We're dealing with 10 canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But being selfish, always thinking what's in it for me, and making a comparison about the gopis' situation in separation and Krishna being obliged, he is responding. He wants to do something. And our situation in separation here, by choice of course, and what Krishna is doing for us. So we can benefit from, you know, trying to think about our situation. And it says Krishna is there, he is responding to the gopis, they are his intimate devotees, and he's responding, but then after all, he is Bhuta Brit, he is the maintainer of all living entities. So, ours is by choice, and it is important that we understand that we have some problems here in this world, and that also results in some unwillingness to take the solutions that he has given. As Madan Mohan Prabhu would say, the cause exists in the effect also. In other words, Krishna says, Icha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata. That sarva bhutani samuhang. All living entities in this world, they are born, we're here because of these two things. Our icha, our desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, and dvesha, our neglect, our envy, our enmity towards him. If we deny or we doubt or we say, well, I can't remember that, well, we just have to examine our minds now and see that these things do exist now. But one thing for sure is that shelter always has to be there. Whether we take shelter of Krishna, we're fully dependent on Krishna, or we give up his shelter, as we have done, we have to take shelter. In the Skanda Purana it says, Vasudevam parityagya yo anyadevam upasati somataram parityagya swapachim vandatehi sadat. A person who has given up Krishna, Vasudevam parityagya, and yo anya deva mupasati, he's come to this world, he has taken shelter of other gods. In Kali Yuga, you'll be lucky if you take shelter of some other gods. You know, like when Jaya and Vijay came, they took shelter of maybe Ra, they took shelter of Shiva, Brahma, to meet their ends. But when we come to this world, we take shelter, but different agencies may not even be the devas by regulation and all of that. Pretty much the case is karta hamiti manyati. And Krishna says the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes, thinks, I am the doer of activities that in actuality carried out by the three modes. So when we come in contact with material nature, then we have problems. This desire, this love for Krishna, this affection, when we hit the mode of passion, the material nature, then avritam jnanam etina, the knowledge becomes covered over, as Srila Prabhupada said, the prema, the love, transform into lust. And this lust happens to be the enemy of the souls. That's what impels us, drives us. We try to enjoy. As we were just completing the other chapter about Krishna delivering the son of his spiritual master, Sandipani Muni, returning the son, a little extension to that is that when Devaki heard that he had done that, she said, one son, I had to go through that grief repeatedly, 6 times. And she wanted to know if she could have that benefit also, that if Krishna could bring back her son. So she made that request. And Krishna said, no problem. And he brought back, he went to Sutala and he got the Sadgarbhas, those 6 sons. But the acharyas explained that these 6 sons, they actually represent the 6 enemies, the kam, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. It represents those things. And Devaki had affection for her sons. But in order to get Krishna, we know Satvam Vishudham Vasudeva Shabditam, we have to be in pure consciousness, meaning that we have to be free from all these anarthas that we hold on so dearly to. I mean, as devotees, we know yielding, we don't want to yield to these things. At least theoretically, we know that. But for most people, if they have a healthy, you know, they have greed or they're very materially ambitious or they're lust, they think they're blessed by God. They're very lusty. Maybe the maniac is more blessed, you know, who, you know, is out of control. But they think that this is the blessings of God to go for it and enjoy. But for devotees, we know that these are obstacles to our devotional service. So Devaki, you know, this situation is that she had to become free from this, from these sons. And of course, then Balaram appeared, and he said Balaram appearing there in the womb of Devaki was to prepare the place for Krishna to appear. So our minds have to, our consciousness have to be prepared to receive Krishna also. So our situation in this world is, you know, such that, yeah, it's important that we get, some desire to get out. So the shelter that we're looking for in the material energy, this endeavor, I am the doer, in the purport Srila Prabhupada says that the sadhakas, they maintain also by Krishna. I can confirm that. I have a lot of personal experience and conviction about that. You know, as devotees, of course, you don't like to go blowing up our trumpet, but the idea is sometimes when you're giving classes, there's some personal experiences is good in speaking about something. When we have some experience or some, you know, first-hand experience in Krishna consciousness as to how Krishna works in our life or how things are effective, then that goes very deeply and it impels us to go forward. So in my personal case, first of all, before I became a devotee, I was like reading a Bible and I was intensely praying that, Lord, if I know the truth, I promise I'll live by the truth. I knew nothing about Hare Krishna, but I got a Bhagavad Gita, you know, after a little while, you know, regularly praying like this. And when I got the Bhagavad Gita and read it, it's like amazing. It's like the self-evident truth. Krishna is declaring his position and everything. So, reading this Bhagavad Gita, it was so amazing, inspiring. Read it for 1 week, and then I saw a devotee, Hare Krishna devotee, with a Bhagavad Gita in his hand on the street. I was coming from school, so I got off the taxi eagerly and went to him, asked him where he got this book from, because I was searching everywhere for that book that I was reading. So he told me he's selling it and they live in an ashram where they practice. So I ended up going the next day with him to the temple. So I went to the temple and that happened to be the end of my material career. That was it. I didn't go back home. But then, you know, being convinced, you know, you should be a devotee, you should pursue that. After many years, say 20-something years ago, I became a grihastha, and it was like quite a bit of deliberation. You're grihastha, you're temple president, you have a lot of service to do. What does that mean? Just finished build a temple. And now it's like, you know, you're going to manage some other temple, or we had to save a temple that, you know. And I was a grihastha living in the brahmachari ashram. My wife was living in the woman's ashram. And of course that continued for years. But as I was traveling, spent some time in the UK with some different devotees, and one senior devotee writing back to Godhead magazine and so on, stayed at his place. It was amazing that he was a grihastha. He left later on, but I was so inspired by his brahminical practice and how he lived. And then I went, I was studying at VIHE, just like 1992. And the teacher that time, you know, Raghubir Das, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, as we were doing Bhagavad Gita overview, maybe he was elaborating on perhaps Ananya's Chintayanto Mang, that Krishna loved to take care of his devotees. There's not a problem for him. I was thinking, what kind of devotee? It's pure devotees. But then, you know, I said, well, maybe it's proportionate to the degree. So anyway, the idea is that I decided that I'll live as a grihastha just by doing what I'm doing. After all, that's all I knew to preach Krishna consciousness, or attempt to do so. So that was it. Since I retired when I was 17, and I never had a job, never had a paycheck. So in my personal life, and when I read, you know, sometimes Srila Prabhupada books, Srila Prabhupada speaks about it, and I could relate to it. When Narada told Mrigari, break your bow, Mrigari had a change in heart, So he told Mrigari, break your bow. Mrigari said, but how would I live? Narada said, don't worry, that will be taken care of. So Srila Prabhupada says that the source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. That's just your choice. You could do 2 job, 3 job, whatever, but Krishna is Bhuta Brit. He's the maintainer. He maintains all living entities. As Prahlad says, that just as your suffering comes without you looking for it, what you're entitled to, that will come also. So tat prayasa na kartavya. Never this over-endeavoring. What you're entitled to, it will come. But it doesn't mean just sitting around, of course. What are we going to do? So we have to perform our prescribed duties. But my realization of my good fortune, being an incompetent person, unqualified in so many ways, I just found that this opportunity to engage in Srila Prabhupada's mission, in missionary activities. Long ago, his devotees, every morning they used to read from Preaching is the Essence. Okay, he wanted a lot of books to go out. Early years, they want plenty of books to be distributed. So in order to motivate devotees, so you read from this compilation, Preaching is the Essence, about the importance of executing these activities. But it just happens that by taking seriously these missionary activities, all the perfection we are looking for, like we are reading about the gopis and their situation and so on, all of that, it comes about in an amazing way. And just a couple days ago, we were attending this disciple course, and I ran into this quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam. If a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead stick to the principle of following the word of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. So, Srila Prabhupada's mission, it's like an opportunity. Many people, religious life, they expect to perfect themselves by the religious thing they're doing. But the dynamic of the Sankirtan movement, engaging ourselves in the things that, of course, is Mahaprabhu's instruction, that Namaruchi we cultivate, taste for the holy name, Vaishnava Seva, we serve the devotees, but Jiva Daya. Mahaprabhu, he Tyaktva Sudusha Jasurepshita Raja Lakshmi, that he said he gave up the goddess of fortune and he ran after the conditioned souls who were suffering. Now we are following Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada had this burning desire to give everybody Krishna consciousness. So the idea for us is that it's a great opportunity to perfect our life. Recently, just before I came here, Harisari Prabhu, he visited Trinidad for the first time, and devotees were just amazed at how much he had to contribute. But one thing came up about, just in a couple of years, it'll be ISKCON's 50th anniversary. So what came up is that we have, if we want to increase, what can we do? Of course, if you live in a place with 1.5 million people, then, you know, you could think about every town and village. Actually, in 1996, for the centennial, I was in charge of coordinating centennial, and we had Padyatra to do. Ramya Prabhu, who is here, was working with him because he is helping me financially on behalf of Lokanath Maharaj to do Padyatra. But we had a plan for every town and village. Harinam, Sankirtan, Prasadam distribution, book distribution. So it's not difficult for us to repeat. So you're thinking, yes, now we're going to get right into it. And just, you know, a desire to, as much people as possible, get them a book, some prasadam, or the holy name. So, trying to execute, you know, the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in my experience, it works in amazing ways in keeping us fixed, focused. This is an example people give, that guru is heavy. So if you, he's heavy because he has knowledge, but he has the responsibility on behalf of Krishna to deliver the conditioned souls. If a disciple takes seriously the order of the spiritual master, he becomes heavy also. When you become heavy, you become submerged. But if a person doesn't take seriously, then he's light, he remains on the surface, and when something is on the surface, then he just gets tossed about by the waves. So the three modes of material nature can make light work of us. But then, if we follow, if we stick to the orders, it says that by seriously following the orders of the spiritual master, it shatters the glue that binds us. Remember, we have our independence, and for however many lifetimes, we had just been going after sense gratification or doing as we want. Yesterday, I was telling one bhakta about how powerful it is that you just come to an ashram and you become a vegetarian. You might give up this, you just come to an ashram. Ashram means shelter. And it's glorious when you see devotees. Yeah, for many years I've visited here, and it's always a great inspiration. Someone could say, well, this is just a small amount of how many people live here. But regardless of that, there are many devotees who have been exemplary here for years. You see them participating in sadhana, coming to the temple. And this is something that is very amazing for Srila Prabhupada's mission to show that, well, this process is real. People can take shelter of it, they can take advantage of it and progress. So taking advantage of what Srila Prabhupada has given to us in a serious way, this is, can you imagine, after 50 years, Srila Prabhupada is offering something to Krishna. He has a plate, and Alachwa is on the plate. It'll be a nice offering, right? A good, we, you know, Srila Prabhupada is making his offering to Krishna. Well, I made this, I created this for you, Krishna. After 50 years, this is what it is. So if we are all part of it, and to the best of our ability we are doing, it's most pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So, yes, so many wonderful things Srila Prabhupada has given, and we could perfect our life by simply taking shelter of the process he has given to us. So one of the things, as we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the topic of poshana or shelter, getting shelter from Krishna, all over Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever we're reading, whether it's the Pandavas or we're reading about Dhruva, about Prahlad, repeatedly it is meant to create faith in us that Krishna is our master, he is our protector, he is our dear most, he is our everything. So as we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see, yes, descending Uddhava, Gopi is distressed in separation. He's sending Uddhava to pacify them. And then Krishna comes himself. And he's telling us what to do. This fourth verse, when I started reading it, sound a bit like the second of the Chatur Shloki. The minds of those gopis are always absorbed in me. And their very lives are ever devoted to me. So, Sambandha, Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, I am the source of everything. You come from me also. And if we understand that everything comes from Krishna, then what Krishna says? You're intelligent. Buddha Bhava Samanvita, you're wise. Of course, Krishna said, those who don't understand this, they're not wise, they're otherwise. They're not Buddha, they're Mudha, Naradhama. So he explains Sambandha there, that, you know, our relationship with him. But then next verse he says, it's Abhideya. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell always in me. We are always, in Kali Yuga, we are always thinking. This, that, all vices. Our vices are so many. It's like at this time, right? Yesterday I was telling one devotee. Before I came here, this, not encouraging if you don't know what it is. I know sometimes devotees are totally indifferent, right? Maybe not necessarily be in America, but sometimes devotees are indifferent. There's something called World Cup that is going on, soccer World Cup. Somebody know about that, right? Yeah. Well, I was telling one devotee, a couple devotees, they were talking about it. I said, I am blessed that I have no attraction for this aspect. Maya has another engagement, another area for me. I have enough. I am saturated. I'm not willing to develop attraction for this. One time Super Bowl was going on, and some congregation member in America told me, you like it, come, let's go and see. I said, I have enough to deal with. I don't want to develop attraction for any more. So we have a certain amount that, you know, we are preoccupied with. Krishna is saying, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell always in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. That's why it's nice to be around a Lachwa. You got devotees here. This is new to me, where you got everything on the phone right at your fingertips there. And you can discuss this and you can bring up and Krishna said this on Uddhava. That's fascinating, right? It's nice that you're dovetailing the technology. So the sadhu sangha can replace those things that we may be victimized by in isolation. So yes, it's, you know, I think devotees, we can count our blessings that we have a community that devotees can come together, we can generate some momentum that can keep us engaged rather than we have to be victimized by all the offerings of Maya in Kali Yuga. So yes, Srila Prabhupada has given us so much, and it's all meant to let us know that yes, Krishna cares for us. He has come and he's saying to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, the Dhammi Bodhi, I'll give you the understanding. So Srila Prabhupada has provided so many ways for us to be devoted to serving him with love, and Krishna reciprocates. He will give us, you know, the topmost benefit as we progress. So I'll stop here, and If there are questions, comments, if I can't understand, we have a lot of equipped and competent people here. So rest assured. Yes, Janamashmi Prabhu.
Krishna sending Uddhava to relieve the suffering of the gopis due to the separation. You know, it seems a little bit like it's a, it's kind of part of the storyline, because actually the level of ecstasy is greatest, you know, with the Pralamba Seva, which is, you know, and this is, you know, it's the highest form of devotional service. So I'm just wondering if you could comment on that, because it just seemed, well, that's kind of like part of the plot, you know? Krishna's sending Uddhava, but they've already got the highest gift.
Who has got?
The gopis. Gopis, yeah. And they got the highest levels of pleasure possible. And so is it just kind of like the storyline? It's part of the Leela Shakti?
But there was a comment made yesterday or the day before also that there's one another reason is that he wanted Uddhava himself
to learn,
to see the affection of the devotees. But then you'll have another question. But I thought Shesha Prabhu said that Uddhava is this exalted, he is so, why does he need to learn that? So then the point is, there's two Uddhava there. One is the Vasu, and one is the eternal associate of Krishna. There's two there.
Say that again.
There's two Uddhavas in this person. You can ask Pran Govinda Prabhu and he'll give you the quote to show. So the idea is that you may say, well, why is it that he needs to get Uddhava exposed to elevated things? So it's like two in one day. So Uddhava is simultaneously, you know, going there and learning from the gopis, but he is that exalted eternal associate that Shesha Prabhu mentioned also. It's like two Uddhava in one day. One is Vasu, one of the Vasus, there, and one is an eternal associate. So
really there's not much relief that actually is intended for the gopis, because they got everything, right?
Well, I don't know, after Uddhava left, if the gopis were like this, if they displayed a jubilant mood, we're okay now. That ecstasy, being in that apparent distress mode, that continued. Or anyone want to comment? Did after Uddhava left, what did they say? Oh, thanks for coming, and you know, did that really change with the gopis? And Mother Yashoda, I don't think so. Mukunda Prabhu has something to say.
Yes, this point is true, that the Vasu also is in the body of Uddhava. But even Nitya Siddha Uddhava, he is a Prem Atur Bhakta. It means he has, outside of Braj, he's the highest devotee. But even that Uddhava, Nitya Siddha Uddhava, he also wanted to taste what is the supremacy of love in Braj. So even Nitya Siddha Uddhava is also learning same time. Plus, separation means the gopis feeling ecstasy is not their primary thing. Their primary thing is, how does Krishna feel? So they're realizing that Krishna is feeling separation. So their separation is based on how they feel that Krishna is feeling, not how they feel for themselves. So they're knowing that, oh, how could he be happy there? We know what makes him happy. And it was true that Uddhav came there. They saw how unhappy Krishna was, because Uddhav told, not everything written in here, but in Brahmar Geet, in code, it's written how Krishna used to suffer. At nighttime when Krishna would sleep, sometimes Rukmini Devi or Satyabhama Devi, when they would wake up, they felt like they were swimming, because so many tears Krishna cried throughout the night. He used to not only call the names of gopis, he used to call even the names of the cows of Vrindavan at night. So how much separation Krishna was feeling. Among the gopis themselves, they could speak one to another how we're feeling. But who was speaking to Krishna in Mathura or Dwarka? Who was associating with him and telling him how he feels? Nobody to talk to. For this reason also he sent Uddhav. Because who will he talk to in Braj? I mean in Mathura. So for this reason he also sent Uddhav. So that Uddhav could get some sense of what the mood is, and he'd have somebody, because Uddhava Vishnu Parabo Mantri, remember he's the most confidant to Krishna. Now I have somebody I can talk to about this thing. So separation is good in that in deep separation there's meeting. In other words, when the gopis have very deep separation, they meet with Krishna unencumbered. So in separation, the reason it's ecstatic is because there's meeting without the fear of being separated. When they physically meet together, there's always apprehension, when will Krishna have to go? Because Krishna's not my husband, he's not this, he's not that, when will he have to go? But in separation, they have visporti. And in sporti, there's no anxiety when he will go. So for this reason, separation mood is highest. Not because he's not there, but because in that separation they have visporti. But this time they're also thinking, how is he feeling there? And for this reason, they have some unhappiness. But now hearing from Uddhava, Prabhuji is saying, oh, they had some joy. Because now they could say, Krishna, it doesn't matter how we feel, but we know that Krishna is okay. Even you read later on, when Krishna wanted to marry, or Rukmini sent a letter to marry, Krishna thought, if I marry this girl, I'll have to stay here. So he was very unhappy. So they sent a message to Vrindavan, and they told, oh, you know, Krishna may be getting married. Even the gopis sent back, oh, yes, he should do this. Because this girl has threatened suicide if Krishna doesn't marry her. And if this girl kills herself because of Krishna, this would be very inauspicious. So even though we may suffer, Krishna, yes, he should marry her. So all of their feelings is, how does Krishna feel? They never think about what they feel themselves. Last verse, Gopi Geet, Yateshu Jata Charanam Bhunanam Staneshu. This shloka explaining the mood in Gopi's heart, how they feel. Always thinking, what is Krishna's pleasure?
Hare Krishna. Somebody had something else? Anybody?
Sporty.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? Okay. So we can conclude here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.